This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The Christians addressed by Paul in 1 Thessalonians passed the reality check. Is your Christian experience real? Paul was so impressed with their testimony in life that he writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, "We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers." What was it that caused these believers to have such a dynamic testimony? Read the first chapter again. What brought them to experience Christianity in such a life-changing way? Paul points out three things that were involved in the outcome. There was God's part, Paul and his associates' part, and the response of these believers to the truth. These three things are essential if you want to see the genuine product, real Christianity, as the outcome. Listen to how he describes God's part, beginning with verse 4. "For we know, brothers loved by God, that He has chosen you." It all started in the heart of God. He loved them. That's what initiated all that happened. John put it this way in his Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God's love for them and us was not prompted by our love for Him. No, Paul wrote in Romans 5:8, "God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Paul goes on to say in verse 4, "He has chosen you." This is not because they were worthy. He chose them because He loved them. Have you allowed those two facts to sink deeply and indelibly into your mind and heart? Never forget this truth.